In 1977, Maloof and Teresa Abraham bought an abandoned church in the Panhandle City of Canadian for $15,000. After 9 months of renovations, including 3 miles of electrical wiring and 14 tons of air conditioning, it became the Abraham family home. People thought they were crazy, but the Abrahams are dedicated preservationists. When they learned the historic church was to be torn down, they had to save it, and they made a sign stating, "We think you're crazy, do." The church, which served 2 congregations, was built in 1910 in the Greek Revival style, red brick facade and tall white columns supporting a neoclassical pediment. A classroom annex dates to 1937. But after the church was abandoned in 1976, the 8,000-square-foot property declined. Maloof Abraham is a physician and artist. He drew his plan to open the dark interior, reorganize the space, and reuse original materials. A balcony spanning the sanctuary blocked yellow and green stained glass windows. It came down, creating a light-filled living room that soars 22 feet. The gray marble baptistry now holds houseplants. A massive dining table stands on the site of the pulpit. The former annex houses the library, playroom, bedrooms, baths, and 2 kitchens. Over time, the Abrahams bought 8 nearby properties, expanding the estate with a sculpture garden, fountains, and an expansive lawn dotted with oak and elm trees. And they began collecting art, filling their home with works by Norman Rockwell, J.C. Leyendecker, and Joseph Stella. Then they asked themselves, why not share it with the public? First, they added a visitor center and a traveling exhibitions gallery. In 2009, they gave the complex to the City of Canadian to use as a museum. It's called the Citadel. Visitors wear white archival gloves and listen to audio guides describing the home and the collection of more than 150 artworks. The mansion remains intact. Maloof Abraham.
We just got our clothes and walked out and left everything here.